Celebrate Valentine's Day. Order your love horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Sagittarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 27th and the whole week ahead. Nice stars here for this weekend, more so if you're into friendship and social gatherings. And if you're a member of a club or a group or an organisation, then you can have a whale of a time. In fact, you are better off with your friends than you are with your family, because there's something that tells me family-wise, oh, there's a lot of confusion there. Here's your Sunday stars. Mercury square to Uranus has its difficulties, and mainly when it comes to money and cash. So if you are a bit of a spendthrift or a magician when it comes to money, in other words, making it disappear, you've got to be extremely careful today. And also, don't let somebody else drag you into a situation not of your making, which means that you could be in debit and they end up in credit. Here's your Monday stars. It's a strange old day today, mainly because there are pressures that are being placed upon you that are not necessarily of your own. I think that other people are making you feel guilty, or someone is certainly putting pressure on you and making you think or feel inadequate. It's a day when you need to seek approval, not from anyone else, just yourself. And here's your Tuesday stars. Now wait towards the end of the day when the moon links to Mars in your sign and all will be well. It's a crotchety day generally, but towards the end you're more focused and you have more vision. And that's what you should be using then, is foresight and vision. If there's something you want to do or something that you are really passionate about, then let it come into its own at the end of the day. Here's your Wednesday stars. A lunar eclipse in Leo is massive. And over the next 6 months, this eclipse is going to make big, big changes in your life. Where you're living, your place in the world, international factors, intellectual matters. There's all kinds of things. You know what? Check this out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's all to do with your ninth house, and your ninth house is about growth and expansion. Here's your Thursday stars. There was a huge eclipse in Leo yesterday, which will alter the very fabric of your life over the next 6 months. Look at yesterday's stars if you haven't seen them yet, because it's huge, it's massive. But also Mercury moved into Aquarius. And Mercury's move into Aquarius for you as a Sagittarian means this, that changes in your surroundings and thinking about what to do with your life in a different way is all going to be so relevant and apposite now. And here's your Friday stars. The moon square to Mars in your sign does make tantrums very possible. People lose their cool, lose their head, become temperamental, and that's the last thing that you want. With the lunar eclipse that's just happened and the changes in your life are now going to become more and more evident, you do not need to be pressurized, and you certainly do not need to speed things up. If anything, slow things down.